Shogger, that McLeod Neal Chase online. I said it before. I like it a lot for the speed down the middle, but more so, I just like two guys, specifically Neal, who can really score. And you know, Chase on's a guy who knows how to grind it out as well.
Yeah, and you got a couple of veteran players that are flanking, you know, bookending the rookie, which is I like it. It's a good mix. You know, you got two guys that know how to grind out goals in different ways, with a young guy who's trying to figure out how to, you know, how to use his speed and how to generate it at this level. He works hard. He's conscientious. So Tippett clearly likes it, too. He's given it a look here for a little bit. And that could be one of their, I don't know, is that the third line? Is that the fourth line? I mean, is Carrot, like,
yeah, well, I think it's like, I think it's the third line offensively.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you thought of Carrot lately? He might be pretty important in this series. There's a guy named Adam Lowry playing for the other team who's a pretty darn good third-line center. And the Oilers are going to need something from their center ice position beyond McDavid and Draisaitl.
Well, you know what I like about that line that we're talking, the McLeod line, is of all the Oilers' lines, I think they're the only line that's built to cycle the puck, like to have a long, like a true cycle, not just be better than everybody else, but actually cycle it down low. Is that a fair comment, Shocker?
Yeah, I mean, the Caroline, you know, Chiasson and Neal have more puck skill than the wingers on the other line, and it does take skill to be able to read the play and make nice, you know, timely cycles and such. So, yeah, I think that's probably the case. McLeod, there's not, you know, he's not necessarily leaning on a lot of people, and there's not a lot of physicality in his game, and sometimes you want that, you know, to get into that corner and throw the hit to separate the guy from the puck, and we're not seeing a lot of that from him. That's the one weakness in his game that I see, is there's just not a lot of use of himself physically. But we'll see if that elevates as the playoffs come around.
Ryder Shog from TSN joins us. Shogger, Kyler Yamamoto obviously is banged up, so they're resting him. You know, the Oilers just simply don't have the cap space. Now, they could rest, obviously, if they wanted to, McDavid and Draisaitl. They don't want to, so I don't think it's much of an issue whatsoever. But you look at the kind of the line combinations, that they seem pretty set. But if Zach Cassian can play, which of the 12 forwards? Now, I assume Yamamoto's in for Turris, okay? So just let's say that. Who would you take out to put in Cassian?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, the Neal might be an obvious choice, but he's playing on that line that's playing pretty good right now. Devin Shore, penalty kills for them, and that's important. I don't know. To be honest, I'm not entirely sure. Like, if Cassian is fully up to speed and skating at 100%, then they're going to want to try and get him in. So I guess maybe Shore would have to be the answer, I would imagine. But again, he's a penalty killer, right? So, yeah, I guess we go with him. Like, Archibald can shift over to the other side. So you could take out a right winger. Or you could take out a left winger and then have Archibald shift over if you wanted to. But that would really kind of mess with a lot of what they got going on right now.
Well, you probably just put Archibald on the left side, right, with Kehrer and Cassian struts?
Yeah, that was what I do, and I like that idea. Like, I think that you want to have the fast speed and size of Cassian in that lineup, right? You know, unfortunately, he's never added the skill of being a penalty kill, which is, yeah, I think that's a bit of an oversight by him. But you know, he does bring something that they don't really have a lot of, which is it's speedy big wingers that can get in there and make things happen. So, you know, do you even look at Cahoon at all, or is he kind of locked in with the big guy at least to start the playoffs, Shogger?
Yeah, that's a good question, because he's been getting lots of time elevated up in the lineup. I think he got one here recently as well, didn't he? So I don't know, man. You have these guys that are the secondary production is just so sporadic that when somebody scores a goal, it feels like, oh, okay, well, he's locked in for a month. You know, like when somebody bangs in one. But Cassian's an important player on this roster when he's going good. I think it's certainly mission accomplished for Ryan McLeod, though, the fact that we're having this discussion. And I think we talked about what would success look like for him, and the answer was, if it's a no-brainer, that he's just in the lineup come playoff time. So I think, you know, so far so good for him. I don't know. I don't know if Cassian's going to be ready, though. I mean, they're going to want him skating with the taxi squad and really getting, like, Tippett was very clear about the fact that if you're not 100% and it's anything to do with your skating, like, you have to be able to play the game at playoff speed. So So if Cassian's not going to have his full burners going, then, you know, then he won't be in, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's going to start the series, but, like, he's been skating. Him and Chris Russell have been skating together. So now I don't know if they're skating with, like, when they're on the road. Obviously, the taxi squad guys go on the road, so they wouldn't skate with him now anyway. We'll find out when they return home here. Tomorrow's probably a day off, then they'll practice Friday. Friday will probably give us a sense to see if Cassian's on the ice with the main group or not. But, you know, I was told originally they were hoping sometime in the first round, right? Might not be game one, but, you know, when it comes, it might be Devin Shore, even though the penalty kill's been on fire. And you look at, you know, their four main penalty killers lately. You got Archibald, Nugent Hopkins, Kara. Shore McLeod now, though, right? He's at about a minute per game, similar to Devin Shore. So you do have a guy there if you want. And obviously Leon Draisaitl can still kill penalties.
If McLeod keeps winning draws, he'll get more time on the penalty kill as well, right?
Totally, yeah.
So,
yeah. He's been great. He's like at 55%.
You know, it's just to jump in there about McLeod, and you're right about the physicality. And Griggs, you've brought that up before, and we've talked, you know, you've talked about a lot on the show. But with him, it just feels like, you know what you have to add. And what he needs to add, I don't think it's that hard, because he has size. He can win face-off. He's got speed. So now you say, hey, man, just lean on guys a little bit. And I think we agree, when Leon came in the league, Leon wasn't really using his body either. You know, remember the game where Anze Kopitar took him to school, and, you know, Leon talked about after the game, like, I've never played against anyone like this before. So you kind of learn. So I think that's, to me, that's what, you know, makes me, you know, pretty interested to see what he looks like even 6 months from now, next Christmas. Does he add some of that, and then, you know, over that time, and now all of a sudden he's a more complete player, because what he has already and the stuff you guys already talked about, that's a big bonus or an up step from maybe a Gaetan Haas.
Yeah, well, he doesn't need to be running around destroying guys. That's never going to be part of his game, but the temperature of every game he's in is about to go up significantly, and the Winnipeg Jets are a team that they will bring it. Like, they've got guys who are skilled guys who aren't afraid to throw body checks and such as well. So it'll just be interesting to see who can elevate in that way. It almost gets just the pace just goes up, and it kind of gets frenetic, and every check gets finished, and it's all of those things just become, it's just what everybody has to do. And if you don't generally do it game in, game out, then now you're stepping outside your comfort zone to try and rise with everybody else. And so it'll just be interesting to see, as that temperature rises up a little bit, which way does he go? Does he wilt from it, or does he lean into it? And I think you're looking for guys who, even if they're not the best at it, it doesn't come naturally, at least they lean into the challenge a little bit. And then they're gamers. And as the series get more and more intense, they have a chance to rise with it.
Ryan Schaug from TSN joins us. Schauger, one last one. When, you know, you look at the Toronto-Montreal series, and Montreal, obviously the lineup they have with all their guys out doesn't reflect it, but is that, like, can Montreal really compete with Toronto banged up without Carey Price, like, you know, without Shea Weber, or if he's in playing with one wrist, like, or is that kind of an easy game, you think, for the
Yeah, I think it's an easier series. I think if, you know, on any given night, you throw a bunch of young guys in that are energetic and playing on adrenaline, and, you know, we're seeing some good performances here from guys that aren't necessarily all the every night guys. You know, on any given night, you can kind of beat anybody with that kind of a lineup. But a seven-game series is the great equalizer. And it would take something pretty special for them to be able to do that without key guys firing at a really high level for them. So I think that if they're really important players, emotional leaders, guys with experience, if they aren't firing at a high pace, it's going to be a really tall order for guys, some of these guys doing it for the first time, some key, you know, important pieces of this lineup who don't have a ton of experience in the playoffs. It's going to be a tall order for them to, you know, to do it. Now, the Leafs, at the same time, they've got their own hurdles to overcome, right? Like, they, as an organization and a franchise, they haven't been close to where they want to be, and there's some, I think, some mental hurdles there. And so, you never know. You grab a game, and then you grab a game early in a series, and all of a sudden win the first period of the second game, and you never know where it can go. So Toronto's going to have some of those hurdles to get over as well as a group, but they're just a much better team right now.
Schauger, have yourself a lovely Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Enjoy the game, Garcia.